Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Sometimes all a struggling small town needs to revive its economy is a really cool festival. Our next guest says that is exactly what happened to her town. Carla Angus is education and program manager for Artfields, and she joins us by phone from her office in Lake City, South Carolina. Carla, welcome to the program.
Hey.
For our listeners not familiar with Artfields, give us a brief history here.
We are in our seventh year this year. It is an art festival that reaches out to 12 southeastern states. Prizes are close to $150,000 in prize monies that the artists are competing for.
And the prize money is kind of what launched all this, right? It's unusual for so much prize money for an art festival, isn't it?
I would think so. But at the same time, we've been very fortunate to have a great investor who believed in our small town. They did an economic study to see where and how we were losing money in this area. And those who are familiar with Lake City is maybe about an hour and a half from Myrtle Beach, very close to Charleston. So a lot of people was using it to pass through versus stopping. But now I can definitely see where many people are stopping now. We're getting a lot more foot traffic downtown Lake City.
Talk about that, how the business community, how all of this has been affected.
Well, this is my home. When I graduated, I can definitely say I wanted to get out of Lake City, and it's growing so much. We have more and more young people that are looking forward to coming back and starting their own businesses. Within these last 7 years that I've been working with the organization and working downtown Lake City with this revitalization and all this happened with Artfields, we've had close to 5 new businesses that have opened, which is definitely a perk for Artfields because during Artfields, we bring the artwork throughout the downtown. So our small businesses become art venues. And so when visitors come, they have to go into the shops and the small stores in order to view the artwork. So as the downtown grows, our venue grows, and so it kind of benefits us all.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about this year's event. What are the highlights?
We're kicking off actually on this Friday, on the 26th. We have the ribbon cutting that morning around 11, and then that evening we have our dandelion stroll, which is sprinkled with all type of entertainment up and down the streets of Lake City, ending with a huge laser show, which is very new. And then on that Saturday, we kick off with our traditional 5K run. And we have a portrait contest, which is honoring our military and our veterans. And we have our Maker's Market that's going on the entire weekend. And then that night, we always have wonderful music on the green. And then on that Sunday, we have a family event called Art Makers. And also on the 3rd, we have the Harlem Gospel Choir coming from New York. And then Saturday, we have the finale, and it's a life-changing award for the person who wins it. And the other thing is Art Fields Jr., which was placed in my heart towards the beginning of Art Fields, and that addresses kids 1st grade through 12th grade. And as of the last 3 years, we've opened it to the entire state of South Carolina, and it's just continued to grow. So you've got Art Fields, which encompasses 12 states, with showing close to 300-plus works of art, and then you have Art Fields Jr. So during Art Fields, we'll have close to 600-plus works of art that will be within the venues downtown Lake City, South Carolina.
Well, give us an idea of how many artists apply to get into Art Fields, how they then make the cut. Do some states become more represented than others over the years? What have you seen?
Well, actually, the first year we were missing one state, which was West Virginia. And since that time, we've had all the states to participate. It's really hard to say which state out represents the other. Of course, South Carolina will always have a good number of participants. We're also awarding a state award this year, so we'll have representation from each state as a winner. We had 1,000-plus to submit, and what happens is once the artists submit, we have a review panel that reviews the artwork. And for Art Fields Jr., we had 800-plus that submitted, and just over 250 made it in for this year. And then judges come on site to the competition and select the winners.
And the grand prize winner will receive how much?
$50,000 is our top prize. $25,000 is second place. And then we have 2 People's Choice Award, which is selected by our visitors. We have 10 merit awards at $2,000 and then category awards $1,500. And then, as I shared earlier, we have our new state awards at $1,000 each.
Well, Carla, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you. It's our pleasure.
Carla Angus is Education and Program Manager for Art Fields, coming to Lake City, South Carolina, April 26th through May 4th. We will have a link to the festival posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.